Greetings and welcome, Divine Soul. I commend you for the deep spiritual work you are doing. Your dedication and commitment to staying the course are truly inspiring. Remember that every step you take, no matter how small, brings you closer to your true self and the divine love that surrounds you. In the last session, we explored our sacred trust code, part 5, belonging to God. I belong to the divine source, the eternal benefactor, and the divine source belongs to me. This belonging helps us find peace, strength, and resilience in life. We meditated on our real identity and embraced the constant pure love of the Supreme Being. We discovered how divine love transforms us, instilling a deep sense of trust and security. In this class, we will explore how to find hidden blessings in challenges. We often label things as either good or bad, but that limits our understanding and makes life more complicated. Things aren't always clear-cut like that. They're usually lessons to be learned from every experience, even the ones we initially label as bad. By keeping a neutral perspective, we open ourselves up to many possibilities. Plus, staying neutral can help us stay calm and balanced instead of getting caught up in emotional highs and lows. It's all about trusting the natural flow of life and recognizing how every experience contributes to our personal growth and development. And so there are really various reasons why we need to embrace this mindset. The invitation to embrace this mindset is because of, one, you see the mystery and magic of life. When we understand that we cannot fix everything around us, but we can manage our own mind and actions, then we trust that there is greater wisdom operating beneath the surface, guiding the course of events toward a benevolent destination. Even when it is not visible to the physical eyes. And this is what happens when we embrace the mystery and intelligence of the universe. This quote by Eden Philipparts encapsulates the essence of this section. The universe is full of magical things, patiently waiting for our wits to grow sharper. The second thing that happens is we recognize hidden wisdom. Just as a tree's roots grow deep beneath the earth, so too does the wisdom behind life's situations. The significance of events often lies hidden from view. But have faith that this hidden wisdom is crucial and kind, even if we struggle to understand or accept it at first glance. Marie Curie says, "Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more so that we may fear less." And the third one is we learn to transform pain into strength. As humans, we have the incredible ability to turn our pain into strength. As Khalil Gibran says, "Out of suffering have emerged the strongest souls, The most massive characters are seared with scars. Remember that the most wounded people often become the most profound healers and teachers. Instead of labeling our experiences as good or bad, let us trust in their transformative power and the wisdom they bring. As articulated by Rumi, the wound is the place where the light enters you. And the fourth one, we learn to embrace life's seasons. Life is a never-ending cycle, much like the changing of the seasons. We all experience moments of darkness and despair, but we must remember that they are temporary and will eventually give way to brighter days. Just like how spring always follows winter, there is always hope on the horizon. Each season of life serves a purpose and helps shape us into who we are meant to be. The invitation here is to embrace each chapter and trust in the process of growth and transformation. This powerful quote by Albert Camus summarizes the invitation to embrace the seasons of life. In the depth of winter, I finally learned that within me there lay an invincible summer. Now we come to the Sacred Trust Code, Part 6. No situation is inherently good or bad. I see everything as neutral and stay calm and balanced. Let's embrace neutrality. Nothing that is happening in my life is inherently good or bad. Keep seeing everything as neutral. Embracing this perspective simplifies life and opens you to endless possibilities. Trusting the natural flow of life and recognizing that every experience contributes to our personal growth is key to this part of the Sacred Trust Code. Karmic accounts and the pain that comes to us are custom designed to eliminate aspects of ourselves that are not in alignment with our highest good. When things go wrong in your life and you don't like it, understand that this is the cosmic play's way of breaking something down so you can emerge better off afterward. We all deal with self-sabotaging patterns of being and doing. The suffering we face is specifically targeted to clear out these negative energies, limited thinking, and restrictive patterns within us. By seeing everything as neutral and understanding the role of life's challenges, we can appreciate how the cosmic play works to purify and heal us. This perspective enables us to trust that even our suffering has a purpose, helping us grow and align with our highest good. So even if I'm suffering, I can trust that it's purifying and healing me. This is the essence of what being neutral does for us. Embrace this trust and neutrality and let the natural flow of life guide you to personal growth and inner peace. Let's end this class with a meditation on finding blessings in life's challenges. Take a moment to settle into a comfortable position, allowing yourself to relax and let go. As you sit here peacefully, you have faith in the intelligence of the universe, for it works in mysterious ways. Like a tree with its deep roots hidden beneath the surface, the significance and wisdom behind situations may not always be visible to our physical eyes. Though we may not like the path or direction things are going, trust that there is a greater purpose at play and that the destination is ultimately benevolent. In fact, some of the greatest pains turn out to be blessings in disguise. So instead of labeling things as good or bad and resisting the turbulence around us, let us trust in its destination and wisdom, staying peaceful amidst the chaos. Let us remember that life's game is full of unexpected twists and turns. But there is always a hidden blessing within every situation. Have faith in the grand design and trust that ultimately there is benevolence in everything that happens. Now, let us bring our attention to a time when something challenging happened in your life, but it turned out to be a blessing in disguise. Hold on to this memory and allow yourself to feel gratitude for the lessons learned. Reflect on all the good things in your life and recognize that they are the blessings of past challenges. You are actually surrounded by blessings and incredible possibilities. Just take a moment to feel the blessings that surround you. These blessings grow and thrive because of your faith and trust in the innate goodness of life. So continue to reflect on your life's challenges with love. Smile and let happiness fill your heart as you trust that every experience, even difficult ones, has shaped you for the better. May your day be filled with love and countless blessings. Om Shanti, I am peace. Receive this blessing, divine soul. Keep it close today, and we will meet again in the next lesson. Surrender. You, the soul, resonate with tranquility. You've attained the serene state by surrendering to the cosmic play and embracing it in every aspect of your life. Your presence is a lighthouse of serenity for those seeking enlightened freedom.